Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Nels Potter. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting second. The left fielder, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Grace. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sam Harshaney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Vern Kennedy. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sullivan. Moses reaches second base with a double. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Kennedy, and towards Christman, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Grace catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Grace. Moses scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Grace. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a pop-up towards short. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields it and has Siebert trapped. There's the throw to Clift and over to Hefner, who tags Siebert for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Harshaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshaney hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a line drive towards first. McQuinn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to third. Newsom moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Siebert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman takes first base on ball 4. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Christman moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive towards first. Siebert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Christman moves to third. Hefner moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Merle Hogue now playing right field. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-1 in the game. Nagel hits a fly ball into right field. Hogue settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 0-for-1 in the game. Lottigiani hits a fly ball into center field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0-for-1 in the game. Potter takes first base on ball 4. Chapman moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Moses hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Newsom hits a pop-up towards short. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Harshaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshaney is 0-for-1 in the game. Harshaney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards third. Lottigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hefner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Potter. Sullivan moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. It's 4-1, Athletics. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-2 in the game. Nagel strikes out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 0-for-2 in the game. Lottigiani takes first base on ball 4. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Potter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner misplays the ball. That's an error on Hefner. Lodigiani moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Lodigiani moves to third. Potter moves to second. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Newsom hits a line drive into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 1 in the game. Hogue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Harshaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshaney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harshaney takes first base on ball 4. Hogue moves to second. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to second for the out. Hogue moves to third. Two outs. Moose Salters pinch hits for Vern Kennedy. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Trotter now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Trotter covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Hefner hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. McQuinn moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 3 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. McQuinn moves to third. Lobbs moves to second. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles pinch hits for Bill Nagel. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lottigiani hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Harshaney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wayne Ambler now playing second base. Sam Harshaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshaney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harshaney is hit by the pitch. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Gallagher pinch hits for Bill Trotter. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lottigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields the ball and throws to Potter covering. Safe. Christman moves to second. Chubby Dean now pitching. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Roxy Lawson now pitching. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lobbs hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-4 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.